I'm ready.
Okay.
That's a mad guitar solo.
That's all me.
Oh, nice.
He did this with one hand.
Bienvenido a Watch Out. Dios mío, es muy genial. Hay muchas cosas divertidas por todos. Presentado por Saigon con nuestros amigos. Oye, nuestro programa en vivo. Disfrutan de juegos y cines, chistes, pero hablan de chistes. Todos en casa está diciendo, oh Dios mío, qué gracioso. Holden todos los miércoles. Hablan bien, no nos gustan. Entrevistan en una forma amable. ¿Cuándo supiste que él soltó? Lógica, no lo tenemos. Madres, no está aquí. Virginidad. Tu madre sí, es un podcast y programa, sí, pero solo chiste pene, sí, porque no venía a escuchar, sí, al sonido increíble. Watch out.
Watch out, the kick of the nuts, and that was done by Gabby, who's actually here. What's up?
Hi.
And today we're joined by Musical Mike.
I can show you my pants.
Liz.
Yo.
Martin.
Hey.
And hey, it's that narrow rose. Oh, I forgot Sean. Shit.
Ninja'd.
No, he's Sean's not even on that piece of shit. Whatever, I'll just call him anyway, just in case.
Who are you gonna call?
Okay, so today is what?
Sean the fuck W on this bitch.
Today is March. Yay! Oh hey. Sup, dude. It's that Sean! We had you here the whole time! Oh shit!
Hi guys.
Hey Sean.
It didn't show that you were online, so fuck.
Really?
Anyway, apparently today is our 199th Wuchow, so.
Good
oh, man.
God. So the next one's gonna be 200th. I'm gonna try to do something special for the next one. I don't make any promises, so it could just be a normal one. Maybe I'll sing. I don't know.
We're all gonna Wuchow naked.
We're all gonna Wuchow naked.
Right.
Oh,
right.
And how do you know that I'm not right now?
B. It's a good point.
Dress rehearsal.
Very good
rehearsal.
Your voice.
Your voice sounds very clothed. We can tell.
Your voice.
Damn,
sounds
clothed.
I'll
work on that one.
I need to make my voice sound more clothed.
Martin just released his newest episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridged on Ninja Bridge, and it was good. And you should go check it out.
Well, shit. What the hell am I doing here?
Okay, bye. Oh man, it was so funny. Like that one part in the. Oh, never mind.
Stuff and the people.
So
spoilers, everyone dies.
So anyway,
spoilers,
you guys,
the credits are at the end.
Yeah. So, you guys
I'm
might
sorry,
not
guys,
recognize.
I'm half here and a half not. Sorry.
You're half. It's okay. You can have as long as you're half here. That's what's important.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is it the funny half? Because that's the one we want.
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's the depressing half.
Could you turn like around? Like just do like a 180. That would be terrific.
Do you need
like
a hug?
Or a 90.
From Nightmare
Anyway, so you guys might not recognize Gabby. I mean, I just said she did the intro in Spanish, which is fucking awesome. But
yes.
last week I said, hey, if you're a chick and you send in your audition, you know, we might put you on the show. And Gabby did a really good job. And there's two other chicks that did a really good job. Someone in blue. And
I'm not one of them.
And you're not one of them. That's right. And Chaz, you're ruining my little thing.
I'm sorry.
Chaz is here because, well, because, I don't know, I need a reason?
give
me a reason.
Yeah.
No, Chaz, it's just, we need a Chaz because he's like, there's Cy, Martin, Nero, but there's a distinct lack of Chaz, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, my name's not
How
Chaz.
How much is he paying you to be on the show, Brian?
Huh?
How much is he paying you to be on the show?
He's not, actually. He's Whoa. Not.
in a way, I technically paid him $40. But
technically.
That was commission.
But
that was for commission, and then he was like, "Sorry guys, I'm not doing commissions anymore." And I'm like, "Okay."
Can I be on the show? And I'm like, "Well, you've waited like 2 months for me to draw you something, and I haven't, so fuck it."
Commission fee now too. I think you're like the guy who commissioned me, right?
Yeah, I commissioned you. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm like working on that right now.
How did you find out about her commissions? How did you just watch her and find out, or like, was there a third source?
Well, he retweeted me, and chances are he saw it.
Well, no, I just want to. I don't think so, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I just found her journal, and she said she was taking commissions. I'm like, yeah,
See?
Okay.
Oh, well, no. Don't you look like a jack?
Yeah. So.
Okay, so hey, Mike.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Saiga?
I'm good. It's a good day. It's It's a good day to not drive in Houston. Holy shit. I just want to... This is Size Corner of bitching. I just want to say all of Houston...
The entire show is Size Corner.
...can go fuck itself.
You have the whole room. You have the whole square, let alone the...
No, I don't. Dude, if you listen to the last one, Chow, it looks like it's just chaos. It's just total...
Isn't that every single Wachow?
Well, no. Last one was especially...
more than usual.
I wasn't around for the last one, so what happened?
Yeah.
We all had a big old orgy, and
Keith Richards.
That was great.
And Keith Richards.
Yeah. Keith Richards coming here?
He came from Colombia, where Castro is from, and said hi.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Whatever.
Something kind of important.
Whatever.
And it's not really anything related to anything, but if everyone could just keep a really good thought for my niece, she's currently in the hospital with a blood infection.
What?
She has been for the last week.
Oh, no.
My parents are driving up there tomorrow for, like, a week and a half to help take care of my other niece, so... Hopefully, Maddie will be okay.
Really? Oh, shit. I don't believe it.
Oh, man.
So, sorry to bring the show down, guys. Just if...
No, it's okay.
For those of you who are religious, feel free to pray to whatever invisible man in the sky that you want. And for those
I'll
of you
ask
who
my
aren't...
dad.
Yay.
Is your dad deceased? Is this like a bad dark?
I don't know. He's
okay. I was like, I am. Okay. All right. Narrow this. The show is dark. Like a really dark. Like pray for my niece. My dad's dead. Like okay. Welcome to Wachow. Oh god.
Welcome to Wachow. You're an orphan.
You're an orphan.
Dick jokes.
That'd actually be good news. I'd be like, fuck yes.
The world is cruel. The world is wicked.
No, I wish it was good news. Today has been a boatload of suck.
Damn.
But this is the highlight of my day, so things are getting better.
How's your computer donation drive?
My computer donation drive is the same way it was before.
Stagnant.
Three people have donated. I want to thank those three people now, but I don't have my PayPal open. So to the three people who've donated, thank you. Thank you.
Just make up their names. It's Zippy, Flappy, and Doopy.
It's Zippy, Flappy, and Squibbly Wobbly Doo. And Leonidas. No, you know what? Let me actually pull up my PayPal real quick and thank these people properly.
Okay, we'll just stall.
That's only fair.
In the meantime.
You know, they give me money for being all kinds of not funny. I might as well thank them for it.
Well, you need the money because your computer is effed in the A really hardcore.
Oh, it's bjorked. It is completely fucking bjorked.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
My motherboard decided to take a giant shit and short out.
Those aren't good.
And,
or they can be, but not when it's...
It took my video card with it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good times. So let me pull up PayPal. Well, the first person on my list is Mankey. Thank you, Mankey, for giving me money.
Oh, wow.
Your money is delicious. John Elliott.
Oh, I know John. John's a boss.
Sent me a big old wad of cash, and I am thankful for it.
And not a big old wad.
Sent me a slightly less big wad of cash, but I am just as thankful, because...
What was that last name? I was too busy being hilarious.
Nathan Woodward.
Okay.
So, if you'd like to donate to Nero getting a computer that doesn't suck so he can actually do his stupid little video show that he wants to do so very, very badly, I will somehow get the link out there.
I will put the link on the Wachow thingy.
Do I get to beg for money too? I want to do it. That'd be awesome. I should do it too.
Yeah, but you actually have a talent that you can use to make money by drawing. Me, I have no marketable talent.
You could dance.
Now I have to beg.
Dance. DDR. Ready, set, go. On the street. Without the pad. That's right. Do the butterfly.
That is a lot of moving. Holy crap.
That's a whole lot of jiggling going on.
The helicopter.
That ain't Jigglypuff.
Whoosh.
This is my Rafflecopter. Swash, 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 swash.
I call it
swash, swash, swash. Swash, swash, swash.
So yeah, now that I've taken up like 7 minutes of the Wachow by me being all depressing and begging and shit,
what else can you do demeaning, Nero?
Oh man, so much better from the beginning of this week.
What happened to your? Oh, it's just gonna be a set. Okay, what happened to your week? Now, You're just gonna okay. What?
No, no, I don't. It's not.
What is it, bitch? No.
Okay, so I was excited that I got. You told me, you emailed me and said, "Hey, you get to be on the next Witch Out," and I'm like, "Oh my god, this is awesome!" And I was getting all excited. And Monday, I got sick and I had to leave school, and I was like, "Oh no, I'm gonna miss Witch Out." And thank God, I got better. Like, I finally got better today. Okay. So
you can still be on the show even if you're throwing up. Like, guys,
right? But I would have been in a bad mood, and today was actually like the better day of my week. So.
Cool. Well, that's because Wachow, it brightens up your day.
Yay!
Unless Nero's talking, then it makes it really worse. Okay. So, 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
That thing is awesome.
I need to get one.
It is pretty awesome.
Pretty damn boss.
It's.
However, I keep reading about black screens of death, which means they're fucking up. As to be expected from the first generation, people who waited in line for it, the reward some of them are dying for no good reason.
Yeah, no, I actually had that happen once. Nero was here. I was like, it just froze. It just crapped out on me. It was too intense. The epicness was too intense.
Was it during a specific game? Because I heard, like,
it was during that card thing, and I was trying to take a photograph and write something and draw a penis all at the same time. So,
you a penis?
I'm over on the computer, and Nero's giggling to himself. I'm like, what? He's like, I drew a rainbow penis, and it bounces. And I'm like, okay,
bouncing around the screen.
Good.
Oh god.
Well, it was bouncing around on my table because it's. Augmented
reality. A little dance.
It does, yes. It does, like, you control when it. You can draw whatever you want. So I was trying to draw, like, Psy or something, and then the screen was like, I'm like, oh, damn. But the first hour you play it is, like, a whole new crazy world. You mess with the cards, and you put it on your table, and, like, this giant thing shoots up from your table, and you're like, oh my god, I'm so freaking out. And then you play Pilot Wings, it's like, huh.
Well, you could have gotten Street Fighter.
I could have.
So could I.
I did.
But I didn't.
We can commiserate in buying Pilot Wings with our first game with a 3DS.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because...
I said go ahead.
What?
It's your floor now.
Duh. I'm on the spot. Uh-oh.
Everybody stare at him.
I'm staring at my
screen. I'm staring at this furry rabbit.
Jesus.
Thing. I'm not sure. Let's go out.
But yeah, I got Pilot Wings as well when I got the 3DS. Mm-hmm. So I share your pain.
Well, I remember like the SNES version of Pilot Wings was awesome, and the N64 version of Pilot Wings was damn cool. So I was like, okay, neat. And I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's like, yeah, hoo-hoo. It's like, but then you're like, I just paid $400 for this.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted something a little whatever. The release dates for various games have actually been leaked through the Italian Nintendo distributor. So it's like June 26th, I think, is when Zelda comes out.
Oh, yes. I'm so getting it.
And, like, May 6th is everything else. Like, that's when Kid Icarus comes out and DOA Dimensions and,
well,
I don't know,
right,
Raining Gold comes out. And then a Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged game actually comes out that day, too.
Yes.
So. You would make sure to get it.
Yes. It'd be the best game ever.
Press A to Brooklyn Rage.
Press A to Brooklyn Rage.
It's so it's funny.
Press B to card games on motorcycles.
It has a mic, and all you do is quote it, and the more quotes you can say in a minute, the higher your points are.
Yes. Yes. This is the best idea.
Winning.
Winning.
The DVR announcer shouting out the combos. 100 combo! 200 motorcycle!
Clearly, Curb is playing.
Yes.
No. The only reason I say that is then I did a comic about Pokemon Black and White, and in the back there's all these signs for other games, and one was Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Game! And that was all the comments on the front on the GG Guys page was not about the comic, not about the art, not about nothing, but just, oh my god, I want that game so bad. Like, oh, great, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yay. Yes.
Martin steals the show even when he's not there.
That's because Martin is one awesome motherfucker.
Well,
what about you?
Oh,
what have you done?
Superpowers.
I.
What have you done?
I got a Burger King big sandwich.
Oh, that's awesome. Get ready.
What have you
Get
done ready. To deserve that steakhouse sandwich?
I put my dick in it.
That ain't a value meal, son. That's royal. That's royal.
That's
you screwed it, you bought it.
Kid's meal, right?
There it is. I was waiting for it.
Okay. That's the Happy Meal with extra happy.
And it comes with a toy. Ah, never mind.
Secret sauce is.
Secret sauce.
It's
all over my body.
Ha, dick jokes.
That ain't super size.
Why are you here, Liz? It sounds like you're in pain. Like, why did I sign on?
I should have just. Why am I here?
I should have just stayed in bed.
I'm not even supposed to be here today, reference.
So wait, Liz, you are a substitute teacher now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, and you had a bunch of kids, like, say, holy shit, your shirt's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, well, wasn't that cool?
That was pretty cool, yes.
Okay.
Well. I walk around the school and pretty much, like, buddied up with everybody, because the whole trick to, like, messing around with little kids is that you don't, like, talk down to them, you don't, like, try to be the boss, because they know that you're not, so if you try to, like, pal around with them and stuff and they're fine, they like you. So I'm wearing a shirt with Angry Birds on it so that they freak the fuck out. I'm like, oh my god, I love that game. I like the red one and the black one and the bomb one and herpa derpa derpa derpa. And I had like 6 or 7 kids all at once stopping me excitedly in the hallway coming back at me because I was like, I love this. My mom has another phone. It's
like some guy talking, I love that shirt!
Sir, you're 45. What are you doing?
I like your shirt. It is pretty.
It is Arkansas, so there could be a 45-year-old in middle school.
Almost. This year, he's okay. Got it.
What grade was I sub? I got anything from elementary school to high school. Depends on where they need me for. So.
Oh, nice.
Yep, works out pretty well.
Congratulations.
Thanks, sir.
You've won.
You won a turkey. Yep.
Congratulations. You get to deal with snot-nosed brats. Congratulations.
And, again. And free smileys. I don't like this fucking banner. God damn it.
I don't have enough badges to control the high schoolers yet.
You need
them. You don't have enough badges to... Oh, that was good. That was good. 10 points. That was good.
You told them to use flamethrower. They used water gun.
They ran out of PP, son.
They ran out of PP.
They ran out of PP.
Man. I mean, I should make a comic of... Never mind.
You're going to make a PP joke.
I already did. It already happened. It was like, blue balls use golden showers. It's super disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, it's super disgusting.
Oh, God.
Actually, mind if we go back to the 3DS for a second?
No, go ahead. Come where? Hey.
Hey, so I actually picked up Street Fighter 4 for the 3DS.
Yeah? Did you put it back down, or, like, what?
It's nice. It's okay. It's just, like, I feel like maybe, like, putting, like, the 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons there, where it's, like, this super move, and then there's like the ultra and the other ultra or whatever. It feels kind of like I can just press that over and over again and I can beat the arcade mode just fine.
All right. Is it cool like when it does over the shoulder thing, or is it like what?
The arcade mode, it's not the over the shoulder view. There's like a specific version. There's like a specific mode for that. It's 3D versus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're just playing like the arcade mode and you'll probably have an option for this online. I haven't really gone online with it yet. But you'll probably have an option to go, like, just regular old Street Fighter or the over-the-shoulder view.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, and you haven't gone online, so you don't know how that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did hear that with the whole friend code thing, it's like, you just have to put in one friend code, and then that's it. You can just figure it. And it shows, like, if people are online and...
Oh, thank God, because I hated entering friend codes for every single fucking game.
I have a friend code.
Definitely.
You have a friend code?
Yeah, I have your friend code, Si.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
1337, 1337, 1337. That's one
friend code. I'm not
going to... Now the whole world knows.
I think Tyson's is, like, 885 AIDS or something.
6969 8 6969.
Yeah, I was like, it's not working, Tyson. He didn't say anything back. Everyone just follows his lead like that. Everyone was telling me the friend codes, and Tyson comes in with that. Everyone's like, oh, 1-800, fuck you, Si. I don't have one. I'm like, great. I drew
a picture. Nobody likes you.
I know this.
I
know
like
this.
You.
I'm sad now.
That's obvious.
Don't be sad.
I'm so.
I like everybody in this chat.
Hooray!
Hard.
You could stay. No, there are going to be two more chicks after you, and then we'll see if you're good enough later.
Oh, man.
If you can get the Thunder Badge.
If you can get the Thunder Badge.
The Thunder Badge.
The Thunder Badge, dude.
Shut it down. Lieutenant Surge is
so what were you? Oh, fuck! I don't remember what we're talking. The only
he never
time
he uses the letter T, he always uses a D. Another Thunderbolt.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He only uses D's instead of T's.
I love it. It's amazing.
I don't.
You don't. I don't. You guys.
End of the match.
Wait, he did use a T. What?
He did it just so that we would feel mortal, so he would think that we had weaknesses. He just did it to make us feel better about ourselves.
But in actuality, it was all a lie.
He doesn't know what the letter T is. He calls Mr. T Mr. T.
Mr. D.
Mr. D. Mr. D. I pity the fool.
Get your vitamin D, too.
Real quick, if any of our Aussie listeners are going to Supernova this weekend, look for Dave. He looks like the Gigi Guy's picture. I'm not kidding. So
he looks like Dave.
He looks like Dave. I mean, really like
that hairstyle. Awesome.
Yes, he does, and he's going to be carrying a bag around of tasty cheese. They're now even tastier.
Really?
So...
Oh God, jeez. I still have pictures from that stuff. I think
this shit's hilarious. That was
never
funny.
Never actually got onto posting, did we?
Holy crap, we had... Oh, God. You know what? No, I'm not even going to explain it. You guys just get to imagine the amazingness. You don't get shit!
So, we were taking...
Fuck!
taking... Yep, I'm ruining the imagination. I have
Man.
To
No!
We were taking pictures of ridiculous things because I think Shannon's boyfriend Mike had taken a picture of himself hugging a box because he could not find a pillow because Shannon wanted a picture of Mike hugging a pillow to represent her because they live on opposite sides
Man,
of the country.
Is...
Literally, she lives in Washington. Lives
Holy
in
crap!
And...
What the fuck are you saying?
And he looked ridiculous because the look on his face was hilarious holding this box. So we're like, we're going to do that shit too. So me and Sai took pictures of ourselves holding or hugging cereal boxes. And we're like... Everyone needs to do this right now. And Dave does not have a box of cereal, but he's been eating a bag of Doritos this whole time. Well, I guess not Doritos. They're like
they're called tasty cheese. A bag of tasty cheese.
Bitches, please, I'm talking normally. You guys just aren't used to me because I've been gone for a week.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm locked in the chat like, slow down, Liz. So Dave gets a
oh, that's much better. Thank
of
God.
Himself.
Wait, oh, slow down, son of a bitch. Okay, you're good. You're good.
Facial expression is absolutely hilarious because he's doing this kind of shoop the whoop face. So cyanide. So Brian and I take this picture.
Cyanide. I am Brian. Hello.
And start putting them all over Tumblr and all over Twitter and everything else. And we're like, everybody needs to get a picture of themselves hugging a cereal box right now and submit it. And so we ended up getting like 27, 28 pictures of people. I think Kara even took a picture of herself, and Curb had drawn a picture of his character hugging a cereal box. So
it was like shit pops or something.
I
don't remember.
I tried to dodge it by putting a picture of Galactus up there.
Oh,
yes,
fuck.
Almost. So I still have a folder on my desktop right now of That's Not a Pillow. And it has like all these pictures. And it's funny. And that's the joke.
Wow.
Now you know.
Sweet.
I feel so much better having listened to that.
Okay, you can go into the tangent here. It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh my God, guys. So I'm like totally not funny.
Slower.
Lower.
Growl register. Ready, set, go.
Damn it.
Hey, Gabby. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have a funny story to tell that you want to share with the crass?
The crass.
No, that technically works.
I was just like letting you guys
Got
know what happened.
Crass, you want to share with the class?
Funny. Define funny.
funny ha ha, and not funny ho ho.
Funny. Nothing that comes off the top of my mind because I am.
What, you got pressure? Pressure?
Yes, I got
pressure. Okay. All right. I will make up a story, and you will fill in the details, okay?
Oh, man.
This is going to be
sure.
good.
Okay, okay.
I'll try this out.
Okay, so one day, a very big...
mouse.
...was walking through a...
You failed, you should have said penis. What is wrong with you? I can't show anymore.
I'm getting to the penis joke.
Okay. He tripped over a...
Bush. Penis.
There it is. Now you're part. Okay, and then
it took three steps.
Then his let's see, he fell and hurt himself and grabbed his
penis.
Penis.
All the answers are penis.
He didn't know what to do, so he pulled out his phone. And he immediately grabbed the most important person in his life, and that person was
penis.
His penis. His penis asked the phone and said,
"Penis."
Said,
"I'm coming for you."
Okay, Mike, you make up the rest of the story because I no, Daryl, you make up the rest of the story because you're just gonna say penis.
What?
I was gonna say like, wow, Gabby, you sort of sound
it's like Mad Libs.
Okay, all right, Nero, you tell the rest of the story. Gabby still has to fill in the details, and you can't. It but can't be funny. Penis.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck that.
I just found out.
Nero, I'm not even going to mess. If it's not penis, I don't want any part of it.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Well, that was okay, I guess. I think Gabby gets, like, a...
penis?
A four. A penis. Yes.
You!
Penis out of penis.
That's okay. I think I deserve that one. I'm not too funny.
It's all right. The real fun comes in with the personal fuck yous, which we will talk about.
Oh boy.
Okay. Also, Martin has disconnected, so if you don't hear Martin, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, we lost him for some reason.
Sad face.
I can't imagine why.
Womp womp.
Because he was like, fuck this shit, jump off. He's like, oh, my internet died, sorry man. Guys.
He jumped off the boat and tied an anchor around himself.
He didn't just get out, he got the hell out. What's the difference?
All right, so let's see.
I must have scared him off. I'm sorry.
Ran out of life points. He ran out of life points. Have him come back. Somebody save the game.
He fainted. We need to bring him back to the Pokemon Center.
He blocked out. Blocked out, son.
He referenced his reference. Kill reference, reference, reference. Oh, God.
Exactly.
He combo breaked. He combo broke.
Combo break. Oh, that's right. The demo for Mortal Kombat is out, and you should go get it because it's fucking awesome. And that's right, the character roster was leaked, and there's, like, everyone in the world is on it, and I want to play it. Oh, my
Does
God.
Does it still have Noob Saibot?
Yes, he's there.
Yep, I'm yes. buying that game, then.
It also has Robot Sub-Zero.
They do.
Huh?
I never
Robot
liked Robot.
Robot Sub-Zero? You mean the icy dispenser?
The icy dispenser? Dude, I have a shirt from Split Reason, because, I don't know, I don't get anything up to promote them, but it was cool. And it's Sub-Zero holding up, like, an ice cream cone and a popsicle, and it's, like, frosty treats. It's so fucking badass.
It's funny, because he's a cool awesome. Guy, and it's ice cream. Ha.
Liz, is there something?
My name is Liz, and I'm going to shit on everything everyone says.
It was okay when I'm dating Cy, and now it's not okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Watch out. Whoa, whoa. Hey, come on, guys. Come on.
That ain't eHarmony.
Come on, that ain't eHarmony.
That ain't
eHarmony, man.
That ain't.
Come on, man. You can't take anything seriously in with Chow. It's not. You can't. That's a whole.
Somebody start playing a piano. We're gonna have to sing a song about friendship or something.
A piano?
What piano?
I don't know. I heard somebody play a piano.
What? Who plays that? That's silly. That'd have to be musical. That's dumb. No
Mike. Mike.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me.
N is for any EDM. No, wait, that's just... Never mind.
Hey, SpongeBob, that's SpongeBob. I'll play the piano on a PFU later, all right?
Okay.
All right, okay.
Oh, that's
right.
You know what? That is a good idea.
Hey, kids. It's time to piss some people off.
Set screen.
This guy, fuck that guy, fuck all you make me cry. I'm not putting up with your shit. Fuck haters who hate, just don't masturbate. You suck, that's out of for debate. Fuck everything, especially you. Fuck everyone, everyone hates you. Now let's raise a toast with Sci Guy, your host. It's all personal, fuck you.
That's great! I miss Shady. What is he doing anyway? I bet he's like wanking off right now.
He's on for an hour. Here we go.
I know, he's just like, oh man, I gotta finish. Shut up, back screen.
No, sorry.
It's okay. All right. Let's see. Fuck you, Martin. All right. So who wants this first one? Gabby gets it because she's
new. Oh boy.
Oh, Gabby.
Okay.
Yay.
There.
So just anything? Just.
Yes, I guess know? unless Mike wants to tell you what you should sound like.
Oh.
Say he doesn't. Ready, set, go. He
oh
doesn't.
Okay. All right.
Fuck you, Martin. Why don't you have to transfer Tristan's soul into that godforsaken monkey? Now how am I supposed to fucking puke after listening to Tristan and Bill Cosby ump each other in the butt when he's now a monkey butt? Fuck. Oh, and Cy, is it okay to call Liz a beautiful, intelligent, talent, caring hottie, or should I stick to with bitch? Eh? By the way,
ha.
Oh, B-I-T, ha.
Give me an art, shameless plug, fucking blow me.
I really should start reading these before. That was really bad. I was just like, let's just pick whatever.
Ready? I'll do the next one. I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, God.
Mind if I do the one afterwards?
Yes.
All right.
Wait, okay, I even... All right. Okay.
Did I...
Sorry, Tourette's. All right, ready, set, go.
Oh! What is this? Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. How's it sound?
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Mm. To Martin, dear Martin, I wish to be in you. Oh, Shady, yes, Shady, you have real fun too. Listening to the click-clack of cock rings. These are just a few of my sexual things. Every Wednesday it makes my day. Heartbeats like a drum. Dreaming of curb at the end of my cock. And then I start to come. Mary old Saigon with rolls just like pillows. Liz was so lucky to grab at your willow. Sean and Michael, Michael, that sings. These are the rest of my sexual things.
Zip.
Yep.
Welcome. Awesome. Welcome back, Martin.
Welcome back.
What just happened?
What just happened?
Happened.
I sang a song for you, bro.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, thank you.
That was
amazing, man. Oh my god.
That was cool. I can't. Fuck, it's all done. Let's just end the show now. Fuck.
No. Staying on the show, guys. Don't. please. I'm running out of air. Please.
Breathe, motherfucker. Breathe.
Oh wait, okay. This is so lame. Someone wrote a Wachow thing to that Friday tune. You know what I'm talking about.
God.
God.
Oh, throw yourself a cliff. Throw yourself off a goddamn cliff.
Look, I don't think Devin appreciates it. Okay, well we'll save that one for a little later. We'll save that one.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because I don't think I can sing Friday.
Do you...
it's okay, I can't either.
No, I can't.
But it depends on how you define sing, because she doesn't exactly sing.
I don't do much voice stuff. I can do a couple of voices, but that's about it.
Let's see here. All right. Can you do a creepy voice? No, wait, Nero.
What?
Nero.
What?
I think there's a creepy with Herbert's voice all over it.
Oh, God. Let me pull up this little chat here. Huh? Oh, God. Oh, God.
I like the pause.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh. to the Watch Out members, Dave, Shady Vox, Musical Mike, and Corey. How doth you make my lady boner so hot? Let me count the ways. Dave, your creepy stalker voice and Australian accent make me so wet and turned on. It's like a horse party in my pants every time I hear your voice.
Okay.
Motimon makes me wanna all night long. I promise I'll check your stat screen if you know what I mean. Musical Mike. Baby, you make my crotch throb. Let's go somewhere and get it on. Your voice is what I crave. I would bang you every night and day. It has a little squiggly, so I'm supposed to sing it. Corey, your laughter makes me see hearts and stars, causing the blood to rush to my crotch faster than a chainsaw on acid.
I hope
I can hear you all on my chow as I get myself off by listening to y'all's voices. I hope you know that I will always be listening. With love and lady jizz, lady boner.
Hey there, muscly arm.
Hey there, muscly arm. Why the long face?
Scarred for life.
Okay. So who can read Swedish?
No, that's not my strong.
Oh God, not that one.
All right.
Just Spanish for me. Sorry.
I can fake it.
Okay, so fake Swedish, and either Mike can translate or Martin can translate.
This will be beautiful.
You want to translate, Martin? You want me to?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Kiri Merton, Yegerlungifurgifurgidurgidabondi Reza.
It says it. It really says that. He's not just going Durka Durka Mohammed Jihad.
Work. I want to be the very best that no one ever sees.
Finros Kittlar, Mina Urin, Sumers, Dekurki, Nasen.
To catch herpes is my real test. To catch Arcanine is my cause.
Nar Yaghordin Tungus Raslanda, Sabirgagadir Hard, Okvat.
I would travel across the land, but since I'm only 10.
Passam a gang.
I don't even have a passport, so I don't know where to begin.
Yaxerdin Framfer. Midharda, Vata, Skinarda, Lady Berkser, Dardin, Finalina, Skitter, Sitter, Som. Ah.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all. It's you and me. I know it's not my destiny. Pokemon, oh, I'm my own best friend forever.
Yeah, Martin. Jager Lange Folter Dig.
Pokemon, oh my dick so true. My boner will pull me through.
Vata Okardistig.
I'll teach me and I'll teach myself and my hand.
Ed Valinga Halsnignir Nyar. Din from Tita Rav Knuckles Compass.
Oh God!
How to rock it alone? Gotta catch them all. STDs.
STDs.
Mike, you're a gem.
Winning.
Awesome.
I'll teach. I'll be my very best friend.
I'll be my very best friend.
What did it really say?
Huh?
What did it really say?
I don't know.
Oh, Martin, I want your dick
in my
face.
I don't think any
Martin,
of us
Martin,
have any
Martin. Oh my god, Yu-Gi-Oh joke is pretty much the general implication.
I got this.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a translation for you randomly later, okay? Just letting you know.
Okay, Martin, would you like to do one?
Okay.
Okay.
What am I doing it as?
I don't
whatever
know.
You want.
User's choice.
Oh. One.
Wow.
Want it.
Dear asshole next door who is trying to starve me, fuck you! Why is it that every time I go to the fridge, my section, and specifically my bloody section, is full of your damn food? We all agreed at the start of the year to have a shelf each, but just because I only buy foods once I stop myself, no, you take advantage of my semi-empty space. Also, super duper Molotov coated shit fucking shit fuck you in the bun piece for making me apologize for moving your food so I can get to mine. It's not like I need to eat or something. You're sincerely your passive aggressive flatmate that has some of self control and doesn't burst into righteous anger over every little fucking thing. P.S. Wear looser shirts. Believe it or not, your nipples are not my favorite time of day.
That was like Meowth and Ghost
Haruka?
Sensei or whatever.
Meowth smoking a joint on Giovanni's lap and eat Sunday evening having coffee. That's what that was.
Word.
All right, Chaz, we're going to try this. Mr. Chaz.
Oh my God.
Chaz,
oh my God.
Ready?
I can't do many voices.
Are you ready, sir?
Is your body ready?
Is your body ready?
Is your body... Do you have ample enough time to get your body ready?
I hope my body can take it.
Okay.
Okay, so what kind of voice do you want me to do this in?
Something terrifying.
Okay,
Chaz,
so... Do you want to keep Scottish voice? Because I'm from Scotland and I can't.
Okay, yeah,
right.
That's awesome. That's pretty terrifying.
Okay, let's try this then. Dear musical Mike, no one that I've previously stalked can compare itself to your silky behind. Whenever I hear you from the window, I just melt with anticipation and excitement as I imagine you stroking me and whispering in my ear the word ditto. Ooh, how you make me quiver in my gloop. My previous, shall we say, victims were too quick for my tastes, but I know that raping you with my tentacles will take a very, very, very long time. But that might also be too quick for you instead. Next time you take a shower, I will be there. Or should I say, you will be there. That's right, I'm going to take your body and fuck you with it. Loving you with this anticipation and drool, ditto.
Scottish ditto.
So he's gonna...
Hey guys, hi.
What?
I wanted to let you know, I sent that Swedish text over to a friend of mine, voice actor Dreamer, who's from Sweden, and he actually fully translated that earlier, so if you wanted to, I could show you the entire thing in English.
God, just try and stop me.
You ready?
Yes.
This is what it is. Posted it right there.
Dear Martin, for a long time I've been following you on your journey. It was about Pokemon. Your voice tickles my ears like a big cock in my nose. When I hear your tongue flicker, I get so hard and wet. At the same time, I see you in front of me with hard, wet, shiny leather pants where your nice little butt cheeks sit like, oh.
What?
It's that like where your hot little butt cheeks sit like, oh. Yes, Martin, I followed you. And coming closer with big and wet and hard steps, that is Snuffleupagus in a shower. Okay, I don't care.
Snuffleupagus in the shower.
That is what that is. All the best, your future butt-fucking buddy, Slash.
Oh my God.
Snuffleupagus.
Slash.
That was like, you like big, wet, hard steps. Just
That's not sneaking.
That's not sneaking. That's not... Nobody noticed! He's got like a single bush, like, ah!
Snake, you gotta try and avoid making your steps hard and wet.
No.
Okay.
Fuck you. I deactivated your... I did... Hair! Hey! It's that Sean hasn't gotten one. What the fuck?
I haven't gotten a fuck you. Like, I've gotten stalk yous, but I haven't
you
gotten...
You want a fuck you? Hey. Here you go. Here's a fuck you.
Fuck you, Sean.
No, I mean, like, a fuck you directed to me.
You're just too nice. You can make this about you if you want. Dear Sean, just say guy from your school tech team is now Sean, okay?
Okay. Here we go. Dear Sean, fuck you. No one fucking likes you. I'm sick and tired of your continued existence. You're not funny. You never will be. Repeating something funny when you see a YouTube video half a second later does not make you funny.
God,
also,
Sean.
Stop acting like you know video games. Jeez. All you play is StarCraft, Call of Duty, nothing wrong with all those games. I don't really care for them. So don't breathe down our necks while we try to play Zelda and pretend that you know how to solve puzzles. You don't. Stop giving useless advice. Lastly, in the future, please think about the things you say before you say them. I cannot count the number of times you have offended I cannot count the times you have offended myself and others just by speaking before you think.
Thanks.
You do not say, hey, don't go shoot up the school, okay? Out of context, and expect me not to get mad at you. Thank you for your time, and before I forget, fuck you.
Jeez, Sean, why are you telling him to go shoot up the school? What the?
Getting wrecked.
You fucking asshole.
Getting wrecked.
Fuck you, Sean. 24/7. Wait.
Fuck you, yeah. You look in the mirror, fuck you. Oh. I'm all sad now.
You gotta knock yourself down a peg. Gotta keep that ego in check.
Well, let's see here. Curb said he was on his way, but he's gonna show up like 5 minutes before the show's over. I am going to find porno to read, because I said so.
Porn to read.
Can I mention that Four Kids have lost the Yu-Gi-Oh! License?
Wait, what?
Did you guys talk about the fact that Four Kids has left the Yu-Gi-Oh!
I just
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Saw that.
License?
I was gonna bring it up.
Oh,
yeah.
No. But go ahead. I will listen.
Four Kids have lost the Yu-Gi-Oh! License because the Japanese creators are suing them because apparently they made a bunch of backroom deals that they didn't mention to the Japanese creators, and so that was all very shady, and so they've just taken the show away from them, and they're suing them for $4 million, and it's likely that we'll never see the Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D movie be released.
That's oh, wow.
Oh, darn.
Or the rest of 5Ds, and we'll never see an actual... Four Kids dub, at least, of Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal, and there will no longer be DVDs of the original dub of the original and GX and 5Ds available.
Oh, wow.
A shame.
To the internet!
So, if they come out with a new show, are you going to have to change all the voices in your thing, then?
What do you mean?
Well, like, if they
redubbed the original,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
I could do, like, an alternate version of the pilot with all the different voices that they changed it to.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll just give it to you.
That's right. You're
in. Like,
I would absolutely love that.
Here, Martin, you can own this now, because you won't do backdoor deals, or will you? Well, the power will corrupt you from the inside out, and soon you'll be making deals by, like, selling Tristan's voice in the street.
Digimon.
Well, it's like the saying goes, you either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Wasn't that in Batman?
Rachel!
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
That was the saying.
Comic books.
That was from
Spider-Man.
Comic book.
No, it was from Spider-Man.
No, it was from The Incredible Hulk. Martin's favorite movie.
Oh, hi, Curb.
It's Curb.
What up, Curb?
Wait, no. The Incredible Hulk. No, I don't like The Incredible Hulk. I like Hulk.
It was a joke.
I like the hunk.
Hey, Curb. We just mentioned that 4Kids has lost the Yu-Gi-Oh! License.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has.
And Martin is going to buy that for a dollar.
If they've lost the 4Kids license, if they've lost the 4Kids, if they've lost that license, who has it now, or is it just like up in the air right now?
I think that Konami has just reclaimed it. We're not 100% sure of what's going on. We don't even know if they don't actually have it. I think that right now Konami is suing them.
Uh-huh.
But as far as like the license being held by any company in the U.S., that's kind of not 100%. So I think. Tomorrow, there's supposedly going to be some sort of conference call, either with Konami or with 4Kids or something like that, and we'll find out more about what's going to happen.
So what were the backroom deals? What do they do exactly? There's
not 100% detail on it, but we do know that one of them was with Cartoon Network. I don't know what it was specifically. And the other thing was with Funimation that had something to do with giving them some sort of exclusive right to do stuff with Yu-Gi-Oh! on home video, which is, you know, DVD sales and box sets and things. Which is interesting because 4Kids was kind of getting out of the business of DVDs because their DVDs weren't selling. Like, they were getting into the business of doing internet streaming instead because that was turning out to be more profitable with, you know, ads and everything. But 4Kids doesn't distribute any of their own DVDs. Those are all done through other companies. Like back when they had Pokemon, when Pokemon was like the only thing that they had, Viz would put out the DVDs and videos of that. And then likewise, Funimation, you know, they released the Ninja Turtles, the 2003 show, those DVDs, Yu-Gi-Oh!, all their other shows were done through Funimation.
Tubular!
Tubular.
But yeah, but the Yu-Gi-Oh thing, I don't know. But we were joking before about this yesterday. If this isn't, like, somebody was saying that this is the nail in the coffin for 4Kids, I'm pretty sure this is the coffin. Losing Yu-Gi-Oh is the Egyptian sarcophagus that 4Kids is probably going to be put in.
Oh, so, snap, you just went there.
We'll see what happens. We'll probably learn a lot more this weekend after the conference call thing. But, yeah.
They're pretty much putting
They should just play my Kaiba is winning video at the conference call.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Everyone listening has to trend Kaiba's winning.
Yes.
Hey guys, consider it done.
I shall do that after this show.
Yeah. What?
I was looking at 4chan while Kurt was talking, and apparently Denny's has something going on right now called Baconalia, which is like a celebration of all things bacon. And
I love
made
it.
A maple bacon sundae, which is basically it's a ice cream and a maple flavored syrup. Bacon.
Shit.
People wonder why Americans are fat.
Happy Baconalia, a celebration of bacon. Introducing Baconalia, an open festival baker's longer side dish, the master of the menu. Everything from bacon meatloaf to bacon flapjacks to maple bacon sundae, only at Denny's. And there's a coupon here for 2-for-1 maple bacon sundae.
Oh my god. I will treat everyone in the chat to a maple bacon sundae.
Maple bacon sundae.
You have to snort it off my asshole, though.
I don't want it anymore. Oh my god.
It's bacon-rific.
So have we done PFUs and fanfiction and everything already?
No, but we did PFUs, but we have fanfiction, so here we go.
Oh, okay.
Curb, you are Yoshi.
All right.
Liz, you are the gray text, because you like that part.
Oh boy, I get to hate things, okay.
Martin, you can be the narrator if you so to choose so.
Okay.
The derp.
I do so to choose
Mike, you are Peach.
Cool.
I think that's it. Go.
Okay, I gotta.
Did I start with the gray text here first, or what?
Yeah, you start with the gray part.
Today's story was written by J.R.E. Ginald and suggested by some guy with fucking letters in his name. Obviously, any fanfiction Friday that runs after comic next episode is a bit of a letdown, but hopefully, this masterpiece of poor writing, unerotic eroticism, and outright stupidity should be a pleasant aperitif, something to cleanse for the fanfiction Friday pilot, so to speak.
Yoshi? Is that you?
Who is this?
It's Peach.
Oh, snap! I thought you were with another castle.
No, I'm fine. I just need to unwind.
What the fuck, Mike?
That's
the holy hell.
Oh my god.
It's amazing and terrifying all at the same time.
Despite this format so far, I assure you, I guess it's supposed to be, I assure you this isn't the world's first erotic fictional lion conversation.
Oh god, this is my favorite word ever, thanks to the advent of the Abridged series.
Oh, King!
Yoshi looked a bit weirded out.
And Mario just doesn't give me that sort of, attention.
So, you want a dinosaur?
No, do a dinosaur.
You want to do a dinosaur?
You want to go back to rock
everybody
walk one time?
Everybody walking.
Then he got on the floor and walked the dinosaur. No.
Damn it! I was just looking for that song!
Amazing.
Open the door, get on the floor.
He was slightly scared, but secret, hoping the answer was yes.
What's he scared of? A reprisal from Mario? Having sex with royalty? Peach's willingness to fuck outside of species? Human vaginas? Some combination of the above?
Yep.
Well, I'd have to say I'm a dinosaur, then.
And that's why you're here.
Peach said while slipping out of her dress.
Whoop!
Whoopsie!
That's why he just hit the jump to enter into the warp pipe to page 2.2. I would like to point out that I haven't edited a letter of this story, so what you're reading is the absolute entirety of this little sexcapade.
Here we go!
No.
No! No, Mario, this is my time! Fuck off!
Oh my god.
Oh, your big breasts with little pink nipples!
Yoshi said, poking his tongue out and rubbing one.
Careful! You're
What the fuck?
Oh god.
It's a musical.
Her nipples are pianos.
Wow.
Peach didn't get to finish her sentence because of Yoshi's tongue. Whoops! Slip of the tongue, okay. But it's okay.
I have absolute mastery over my tongue, and I'll be gentle.
Damn it, announcer!
There was no quotation mark.
No, but that was there wasn't an opening quotation mark.
I was confused.
It is confusing.
This fan fiction sucks.
Yoshi said, and then went back to circling the nipple with his long tongue, form the other end of the room.
That's so good, Yoshi!
Peach said, closing her eyes.
Blonde hair is so gorgeous.
Either the writer is unaware of the basic rules of attributing dialogue, or Yoshi is wearing a blonde wig. Maybe both.
Thanks.
Peach smiled. Her dino companion was so sweet sometimes, the way he brushes her nipples with his tongue.
My dinosaur dick is so hard.
To say nothing of his fireballs. He continued. That was a strange way to follow up, but oh well.
What are you going to do? You're fucking a dinosaur. You got to be open to these kind of non sequiturs.
She opened her eyes to see Yoshi's... 10-inch member.
10-inch member. That's the name of the show. 10-inch member.
10-inch member.
Awesome.
That should be keyboard nipples.
Keyboard,
keyboard nipples.
Keyboard, okay, keyboard nipples.
He's wrong!
Peach said in surprise.
Really? Among the Yoshi community, I'm considered short.
What, does he have like a page, like short or not? Like, yeah, click.
Seriously, I came in last, the dino dick measuring part of you had last week.
Oh.
It was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, okay, he mentions it.
Peach almost fainted at that thought, especially with her knowing about some types of Yoshi having a habit of spontaneous acts of fornication.
Spontaneous acts of fornication. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, good, yes!
Ladies, wow. Beware, you can be fucked by Yoshi at any time.
God. Climbing in your windows.
Snatching your mushrooms up.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry.
I want to eat you, Peach.
Yoshi confessed.
No, we want to eat you out. Eat you, Peach, and eat you out. We just went. We went from boar to vaginas in like one word.
Pardon?
Peach said, coming back down from the clouds.
Okay.
Yes, Peach was lost in the pleasure of imagining all that big dick, utterly random Yoshi rape that's apparently taking place right off screen of all the Mario games.
No, she just sat in a vine and just went up into the sky.
That's right.
Oh,
and
no,
did I win?
I wanted to go down between your legs and
work
my tongue magic on your pussy.
Tongue magic.
God, that sounds terrible,
Kirk. Yoshi half mumbled. Peach pretended to think for a while, then spread her legs.
She pretended to think? Like, do, do, do. Okay.
I want to feel that.
That's just fucking creepy.
Oh my god.
She said, I have to read this. She said, smiling.
Place.
Yoshi licked the inside of one thigh, then the other, smelling sweet secant of peach pussy.
Into the tangent of that pussy.
And then put his tongue on her clit and slowly licked up and down gently.
Can
this is beautiful.
Taste the peach.
He's going to.
Then Yoshi said, "Hold on, be right back."
I'll be right back.
BRB. Whoa, whoa, Gabby squeaks. That is a plush toy, not a human.
And he could. He now why what?
He now why?
He now why?
He now why she was called Peach. A secret not many knew. Or now.
Why?
Her parents who named her. Apparently because her diapers always smelled like shit-covered peaches. And wait, does this mean that Daisy's vagina tastes like daisies? Who figured that one out? I have to imagine the people who, one, have given Daisy oral sex, and two, eaten enough daisies to recognize the taste is a pretty small group.
He proceeded to play around a bit, teasing her entrance by
like arrows.
It's the bulbous part of his top.
No Salina.
That's how her vagina hair is shaped, the shape of
no,
her.
No Salina.
Chocobo.
No Salina.
Put your tongue in me, Yoshi. Let's see if it really is.
What?
Peach said seductively.
Mike, you have to read that hotter. Do that line again, but be hot.
But also hesitant.
Yes.
Put your tongue in me, Yoshi. Let's see if it really is magic.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Drawn together. What the fuck?
Oh, my Jesus.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
So Yoshi's tongue pulled a dove out of her vagina.
And there was that scarf thing or whatever, and don't ask about the rabbit.
Warren, it's you.
Oh.
Yoshi detected
this and relaxed a bit.
At least she sure isn't about this either, because I'm pretty sure she's a man!
He thought just before he plunged his tongue inside her, forcing the whole thing in one go.
At least both Peach and I recognize what we're doing is an affront to man, god, and dinosaurs, thought Yoshi. Oh, well, her womb's not going to lick itself.
All right, this last paragraph, and then we got to end the show. I know.
Peach arched her spine. Yoshi went to pull the tongue out.
No, don't!
Peach yelled.
I just didn't expect it to go in so fast.
Okay!
No, you got to say it like...
Yoshi tried to say, this came out strange.
Like his tongue was caught in a mouth trap.
Interesting. Because his tongue was elsewhere, sliding slowly in deep and back.
Faster!
Hey.
My penis is confused!
Lady boner.
It's a trap.
Peach exclaimed. Yoshi obeyed, speeding up gradually, feeling every inch inside of Peach.
apparently that sounded like he said, "You taste so good."
Get that crap out of here.
Oh, God.
Oh.
God,
it's weird that even in Fan Fiction Friday that you get a sentence that proves itself false so completely, so quickly. I'm actually kind of impressed and angry.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. We gotta. If this thing goes on forever, we'll either finish it next time or we'll probably just go to something else. I'll be perfectly honest.
It goes on forever, so I think we're probably gonna end up going to something. Well, we'll never remember next week. We'll do something different.
You're probably right.
We never really finished that Cars fan fiction.
Oh,
God.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Oh, my God. I think the world has had enough tentacle rape automobiles.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate this show!
All right.
Show.
That's our show. Tune in next week for something worse.
Something.
Oh, for 200! That's right, I have to do something special. I'm either going to fuck up and not do it or actually do something. We'll see what happens.
We'll just play Ricky Martin's The Cup of Life. That'll be the whole episode.
What?
We'll play Ricky Martin's The Cup of Life.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you go. Tune in next Wednesday for Ricky Martin's The Cup of Life. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.